you to the Wrestling with Life podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, beautiful people, and welcome to Wrestling with Life's first ever Monday morning motivation. I know morning is in the title, but you can listen to this literally whenever, and you also don't have to listen to it on Mondays, okay? Hi everyone, my name is Em Led, and I am the host of the Wrestling with Life podcast. If you're new here, thank you so much for tuning in. If you are somebody who struggles to get out of your head and out of your own way, but you have a big heart and you want a big life, you're in the right place, baby. That's exactly the type of people that Wrestling with Life is for. So that sounds like you. Join the motherfucking wrestling squad. We're so happy you're here. Guys, Monday morning motivation is a brand new thing to the wrestling community, the wrestling squad community. I figured every Monday, we're just gonna start the week out together on a really great foot. I'm gonna just share a quick little nugget of encouragement for you to get your week started, to get your headspace in the right place so that you feel ready to grab life by the freaking balls this week, okay? This isn't gonna be tailored for Monday morning specifically. So again, you can listen to it whenever, seriously, whenever you want to. You can listen to this on your way to work in the morning, when you're at the gym, as you're getting dressed for the day. These are going to be maybe 5 to 15 minutes long, depending. We'll see how this goes. And it's just going to be a quick little way to get your day started off right. So for the first ever Monday morning motivation, the message that I have for you is to slow the frick down. Slow down today. Slow down, baby. I don't know about you guys, but I tend to run a bazillion miles an hour. I really freaking suck at taking breaks. I really suck at really just like breathing deeply and like sitting with myself and sitting with my senses. I get so overwhelmed in my to-dos for the day, my to-do list, all the shit that I gotta cross off and get done, that I forget to just like be present in the moment. I'm such an anxious girly. I don't know about you guys, but I just tend to focus all the time on setting myself up for success and doing whatever it is that I need to get done, that I get so caught up in chasing those things that I forget sometimes to experience the life around me. So as you're going about your day today, I encourage you to just be very mindful about the things that you're doing. Whether it's making your bed or washing the dishes or doing your kids' hair while they get ready for school or doing your makeup or picking out an outfit or having a conversation with a coworker, the interaction that you have with the person, the clerk at the grocery store, whatever it is, I encourage you to slow down in that interaction, to stop rushing through it. To stop being like, okay, A to B to C to D, and just going to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. To fully experience life and to fully live and to fully be in the present moment, you need to slow the fuck down, okay? You need to slow down. Because think about how many really cool conversations you probably miss out on because you're just in your head the whole time and you're anxious about what you're gonna say and you're just trying to figure out how to end the conversation. And think about how when you wash the dishes, you probably zone out and you're just trying to like speed through it and get it done rather than like sitting and just like really being thankful that you have food in your fridge and you just ate a meal and you have dishes to clean and you have a roof over your head. It's just kind of like a different perspective on like these mundane everyday tasks. You know what I mean? When you do your makeup this morning, maybe add a little like extra wing in your eyeliner or try a new shade of eyeshadow or lipstick that you've never tried before and take your time with it to like really make it look good. Get up a little bit earlier in the morning so you have time to do these things and to do each movement and each thing with a sense of purpose and of wanting to do it well. I think sometimes these mundane, everyday things just get so familiar to us that we just kind of do them out of habit and we rush through them. And they almost seem sometimes like an inconvenience or a nuisance to do them, right? But I have heard from so many people that getting the little mundane, everyday things right is really how you romanticize the shit out of your life. And you can't do that unless you slow the fuck down. So slow down. And I'm telling you this because I struggle with it so much. Like I'm a speed demon. I want to go, 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 go. I want to get shit done. I am so impatient, right? And that really just causes me so much anxiety and stress. I realized at work the other day that I didn't even freaking take a break for like 5 hours straight. Like I was just grinding and getting shit done. And when I really like stopped and came away from my work and like sat and got into my body and like felt my body and my mind, I realized that I had a raging headache. I hadn't eaten anything. I hadn't drank any water and I felt like absolute shit. And I was just so sucked into what I was doing and going into like autopilot mode that I realized that I completely like neglected the fact that I wasn't feeling well. And it's crazy how powerful the brain is that we can literally ignore our physical body sensations, but it's that powerful that we can do that. And so by slowing down and being mindful, you can really like force yourself to really get into your body and into your soul and really check in with how you're feeling and what you need, right? So I encourage you to really try this today, baby. Instead of rushing to the next thing, instead of just crossing a bazillion things off your to-do list, how can you romanticize your life? How can you slow down? How can you really enjoy your commute to work today? Can you listen to your Discover Weekly playlist on Spotify and find a new song that you fall madly in love with? Can you sit and talk a little bit longer with that coworker that, you know, feels a little bit awkward to talk to, but sit in that awkwardness and try to get to know them better and try to see into their world a little bit and see what makes them tick and get curious about them rather than being so self-conscious about how they're perceiving you, you know? What if you just really, really slow down and picked a killer outfit today before you go to work and just showed up looking like a badass bitch? What if in your workout today, you slowed down and felt every single movement, every single rep, and just really focused on the feeling of that, of your body getting stronger? What if when you cuddle tonight with your person that you just really squeeze them a little bit tighter and really nuzzle into them and just really appreciate what it is to have that moment with them? As a single person, that is something that I miss and took for granted so much when I was in a relationship. So if anything, do it for me. Okay, baby, some of us are starved for freaking oxytocin out here. Please, God, cuddle your person tonight, okay? But seriously, guys, like there are just so many small ways that you can just appreciate and romanticize and find gratitude by slowing the fuck down. So slow down, baby. One thing that really helps me to do this is to get in touch with my senses. So whenever I'm feeling like overwhelmed and anxious and I need to come into my body, I try to tap into my five senses. So those senses are your taste, your smell, your touch, your sight, and your hearing. So when you walk outside, what does the air smell like? What does the fresh air smell like? When you're in your home, do you have candles burning? Can you smell the detergent in your clothing? Do you have like a signature perfume or smell that you wear that you can really just like tap into that sense and smell it right now? When you taste your morning coffee this morning, savor it just a little bit more. Like just really feel it on your tongue and taste it and enjoy the shit out of that coffee. Look around you. Is the sky blue today? Is the sunshine out? Are there flowers blooming anywhere? Is there greenery finally coming up after a long ass winter? What can you see? Are the birds chirping? Can you hear the birds chirping? What song is on the radio? What does your best friend's voice sound like? Have you ever appreciated your best friend's voice? What do the clothes on your body feel like? Are they soft? How does the seat feel underneath you? Is it comfy? What does it feel like when you give a hug to your favorite person or you shake hands with your coworker? Tap into these senses, your taste, your touch, your smell, your sight, and your hearing. What's it like? Tapping into those senses will really help to ground you and to bring you into the present moment and to really feel like you're fucking alive, to really feel like you're living. So slow down, romanticize your life today. Guys, I hope that you enjoyed the very first Monday morning motivation. We're right about 10 minutes as promised. If you guys like this Monday morning motivation, drop me a 5-star review wherever you listen so I can continue bringing you these little pep talks and these little hype moments. Have a great, fantastic, wonderful week, you guys. Grab life by the frickin' balls this week. Again, I'm Em Led, and thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Wrestling with Life. Bye, guys.